listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey there, Sports Pharmacy fans. It's your host, Dr. Rage, coming at you with another episode of the Sports Pharmacy Podcast. As a pharmacist, wellness expert, and certified sports nutritionist, I'm here to bring you the latest and greatest in the world of sports and wellness. Whether you're a diehard fan or an aspiring athlete, this is the place to be for all things health and performance related. So grab your favorite sports drink, kick back, and let's dive into some engaging discussion on how to optimize your well-being and athletic potential. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, join our Discord, and let's get on this journey together. Let's go. Welcome, 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 sports pharmacy fans. Allergy season is coming. And if you're anything like me, a longtime sufferer where it affects your athletic performance, it affects your ability to go outside, it messes with your ability to run in the grass, anything we talk about today with allergies, let's welcome in Dr. Menon Shaw from Windley. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
I want to make sure we dive deep into allergies, man. We'll talk about Windley. We'll talk about you. I want to talk about how this improves patient care and also a little bit how it's helping independent pharmacies. First off, man, how are you, bro?
Doing great. Super excited. Spring is coming. Yes, this is our big season. We our practice sensei, it's super busy right around now.
Nice, nice. So as a longtime allergy sufferer myself, and it's, Dr. Shaw, I gotta tell you, it is so bad sometimes that I have to pre-take a Benadryl before I even step outside. Or if I'm outside for 10 minutes or longer, I'm snoring the whole night. That's the crazy part about it.
And exactly.
Yep. For a lot of people that are similar like to me, especially for my family and for the people out there, I really wanted to get this content out before allergy season really hits full swing. So first off, tell us a little bit about you, man. I know you're a physician, but tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm an ENT, an allergist, longtime allergy sufferer myself. Actually, not so much environmental, but I had a terrible cat allergy. And of course, I married a woman who loves cats more than me. And so I had to figure out how to cure myself because I really wanted to be with her.
Shout out to your wife.
Yeah, exactly. But as an ENT, so much of what we focus on is how we help you breathe, how you sleep. And from a sports perspective, it's really important to think about how you breathe and how you sleep affects your rest, your recovery, and then your actual performance. And so anything that's going to affect the way you get oxygen from your nose, your mouth, and into your lungs is going to affect the way you perform in your sports world. It's going to affect the way you feel day to day, and it's just going to affect your quality of life massively. And allergies are a massive problem. The CDC says there's between 60 to 80 million allergy sufferers in the United States. That means that 1 in 4 Americans is suffering from allergies.
Wow.
That's why Claritin and Flonase and Benadryl are crushing. That's why they have Super Bowl commercials about nasal sprays. But I think what most people don't know is that allergies can actually be cured, right? We live in the 20th century, 21st, I should know this.
Actually. Yeah, 21st, man, come on.
We live in a time where if your vision is bad, you can get LASIK. If your teeth are crooked, you can get braces. And if your allergies are bad, you can desensitize yourself. But I think we've done a really bad job as physicians of explaining that to people, that there's actually a way to desensitize yourself. And part of that, by the way, is because the guys over at Flonase have a much bigger marketing budget than most of the physicians downstream from you.
So I know you brought up something really interesting, and you're going to laugh at the story when I tell you that. As when I first married my wife, she took some medication at one point, and she got really bad rashes like on her hands and stuff. It was an oral medication. And I was like, I was in pharmacy school at the time. We were dating at the time. And I was like, man, that's super weird. That's a pretty weird allergy. Come to find out, she actually had an ibuprofen allergy. So me being the crazy person that I am, I desensitized her to ibuprofen. Like I microdosed her until I got her to it was something we learned in school. And I was like, it makes sense why it shouldn't work for other allergies as well. And I am highly allergic to grass, highly allergic. Like I can't sit in the grass or anything like that. Unless I take a preemptive antihistamine beforehand. And I played soccer my whole life. So I actually had to take a Benadryl before every soccer game. That's how bad it was.
See the FC jersey.
Yeah, you got to, man. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So one, that's definitely a thing. Aspirin or NSAID desensitization. Some people who have bad allergies, asthma, and nasal polyps, what will happen is there's a pathway. And any type of inflammation, either your allergies or asthma, leads to growths in their nose called nasal polyps that we end up doing surgery on, but they also can't take NSAIDs like aspirin. And sometimes those things can be separate. You don't always have all three of those together. It sounds like your wife just had one. But certainly by giving a small dose to your body of what, you know, what it's allergic to, and slowly increasing that dose over time, the majority of the time you can desensitize yourself to certain things, not everything, but allergens.
Obviously, everything we talk about today, make sure you discuss it with your pharmacy or doctor. Don't do what I do and just test your wife. That's what I always tell people. Just, it's fun for a little bit, but please don't go around telling me, hey, Dr. H said to do this. So let's dive into Windley, man. I received my microbit test from my pharmacy that we purchased. I think we ordered five of them. Tell me a little bit about what motivated you to start this, and then we'll go into the procedure as actually how to do the test as well.
I was an allergy sufferer myself. I was in my surgical residency at University of Connecticut. And if anyone knows anyone who's been through like a surgery residency, the timing is pretty intense. So I did not have the time to go get a weekly allergy shot to desensitize myself to cats. But my cat allergy was so bad that I went to my in-law's house when I was in residency, and I used a blanket, just a blanket that a cat had used like months earlier. And I ended up going to Mass Eye and Ear that night. Like, it was just absolute, just like a terrible reaction. Now, to be honest with you, most people don't have that. Most people have a sneezing, runny nose, watery eyes. Everybody's body is different. And so that was when I had denied that this is an issue for years. I was like, yeah, it's fine. I'll take a Benadryl. And then when I'm sitting in the ER, the doctor there was like, you might want to think about doing allergy shots or allergy drops.
Thanks.
And so that was the first time I'd been exposed to it. Obviously, we were training on it in a residency, but it was the first time I thought about, like, I should do this myself. And so there's two ways of desensitizing yourself to allergies. The traditional method is shots. That's once a week in an office. We give you a small injection of what you're allergic to, and over time, your body gets desensitized. That's a great treatment. We've been doing it for years, and insurance tends to cover it. But the problem is you got to be in the office. Mm-hmm. And so as a surgical resident, I just didn't have the time to go into an office every week because I was working 100 hours a week doing surgery and rounding on patients and learning all this stuff and studying. And so thankfully at my university, one of my mentors was like, oh, we do this other thing. They do it everywhere in Europe, and they do it at most academic medical centers where you take the medication under the tongue. It's the same medication. You expose your body, and over time you get desensitized. So I was able to do that for me. It was life-changing. I literally was just in LA with a buddy of ours who has a cat, but I was there for 3 or 4 days, no issues, had a great time.
Wow.
And so when I came to start my clinical practice, I was like, I want to offer this as well. And so we were offering it locally in our office, really enjoying the experience. Even then, we just, because we're traditional physicians, we're keeping the model that you'd come in, you'd see us, we'd give it to you, we'd talk to you, we'd do your visit totally in person. But during the pandemic, a lot of our patients were a little bit anxious in the beginning to come into a ENT office. And they didn't want to come to a place where people are coughing and sneezing, had sinus infections. And so we started doing a lot of telehealth. And we realized that as an ENT surgeon, head and neck surgeon, I can't mess with your thyroid via Zoom. I can't look in your ears via Zoom. I definitely can't look in your nose via Zoom with an endoscope. But allergies are a diagnosis of history, right? You don't need to look in someone's ears to know that when they go and touch grass, they have an allergy. And we can do a test. And we realized we could do blood testing totally through the mail, right? We had for years done skin prick testing, which is great, but we were doing blood testing at local labs and then also using these blood testing kits like the ones you have and basically sending the sample to the lab and realizing that we could do a totally perfect history totally online, and we could get your blood testing and we could pair the two and get you the exact same type of care online as we were getting in person. And so we started doing this with our local Denver office, and patients loved it. And then we realized once we're doing it online in Denver, we could expand to all 50 states. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really fun. We've been working with physicians around the country. All of our doctors, we have doctors with different licenses in each state, and they work with patients all across the continental United States. And what we do is if you have allergies, we will give you a test like the one that's in your pharmacy. We'll figure out what you're allergic to. You'll meet with the doctor online. And then if you're an appropriate candidate, we'll send you a drop that is essentially your customized allergy formulation, which you take under your tongue. And over the time, it will expose you to what you're allergic to. And about 80 to 85% of patients get desensitized. And that's about the same stats as for allergy shots. So it's a really good therapy, has a really high chance of working.
So you brought up some really good points that I want to discuss a little bit more. So I own a compounding pharmacy here in Frisco, non-sterile compounding. And the big thing right now is Ozempic, right? Everyone and their mother wants GLP-1s. And not a lot of people like injecting themselves even for that. And so at our pharmacy specifically, we've replaced semaglutide and made it into an oral drop instead, similar to what you, where we put it underneath the tongue. And my doctor wrote me a prescription, so I'm using it. Like, I'm a candidate for it. And 2 weeks in, bro, I've already lost 8 pounds. It's wild.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's a pretty similar thing where you're bypassing the metabolism through first pass. You're skipping the stomach, so you're not getting any damage. And you really are like honing it because the capillaries underneath the tongue are going throughout the entire body. So it works a lot faster.
Great tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same mechanism as medications like Zofran. That's a, you know, an anti-nausea medication, or nitroglycerin, used by people who have heart pains or ischemia. My dad used it after his heart attack. Mm-hmm. It's essentially absorbing right under the tongue. And so in 1986 in England, they were doing allergy shots for him, right? That was the traditional method. And a number of people died. And so the British Committee on Medicine was like, hey, there's got to be a better way of getting these allergens into patients' bodies that doesn't have this risk of anaphylaxis, where you have this terrible allergy reaction, you stop breathing. And so they did a bunch of research. And initially, they were trying to have it inhaled intranasally.
I remember that.
But not surprisingly, when you put your allergens in a liquid form into your nose, you have terrible allergy symptoms, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You're sneezing, you're coughing, patients are miserable. So no one could complete the therapy. But they realized that the sublingual method was getting them the same outcomes as the shots. And so it started in 1986. The World Health Organization adopted it in 2000, and it's the standard of care everywhere else in the world. But the United States, because of our healthcare system and because we're more of a fee-for-service system, took a little bit longer to adopt this. And so it wasn't until 2014 where some of the allergy sublingual tablets were actually FDA approved, and it hasn't become widespread until, you know, more recent. But since I just trained and, you know, graduated in 2018, I think you're going to see more and more of the younger physicians are interested in doing it this way. And at Windley, what we want to do is make it as easy as possible, right? We know that you can get this at Johns Hopkins. That's where they started doing this in the United States, but not everybody lives in Baltimore.
Right.
And so we want to make it so that you can get the same type of care you'd get at Johns Hopkins or Stanford or Mayo Clinic or something like that, or UConn, but we want to make it so you can get it directly through the virtual visits.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead, man. Sorry.
Oh yeah, so that's how Windley started. Yep.
So with Windley, so I just ordered my test. I received it last month, obviously, but we got our test and it comes in this little box. I saw you had one next to you. And so it's a finger prick test, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So we wanted to make the kit so easy that somebody could do it at home. And so there's a little diabetic skin lancet. It basically does a tiny finger prick poke. And then you drop a couple drops of blood onto your card. It's a special type of paper that will preserve your blood sample. And then you put it in the prepaid envelope, you send it to the lab. Within a couple of days, the lab is able to run effectively a RAS test, right? They're doing specific IgE testing, and they're testing for what you might be allergic to. Those reports are sent to us, and your physician is then going to sit down with you via a synchronous video call and go over, hey, here's what your allergy test showed. Does this make sense with what you're experiencing? What are you taking? What are you trying? And we come up with a personalized plan for you. Now, for some of our patients, they're like, hey, I have allergies for a couple weeks, every spring, the rest of the year, I'm fine. Those patients, we're going to figure out, is there a nasal spray or an oral medication that makes sense for you? Because not everyone is a candidate for immunotherapy. But for patients who are like, hey, my allergies are really bad and I want to try to fix them long-term, right? I don't want to be on Benadryl or Zyrtec or Claritin for the rest of my life. For those patients, we will come up with a desensitization plan. Now, sometimes that involves using the FDA tablets, right? Odactra and Graztec and Ragwitem, that they just take out of their tongue. And for other patients, that involves a customized drop, right? That's more like what you guys are doing, where we compound it. And that's for patients, right? If you just have one allergy, we can use what's called Odactra, which is just a single allergen tablet. But if you have an allergy to dust mite and grass and trees, which is what we see a lot of patients have.
That's
most patients more allergic. Then we have to actually tailor it specifically to your allergens.
Okay.
And what we do is we look at what you have that you're allergic to. We write it to a compounding pharmacy, much like yours. We would love perhaps to, you know, work with your guys' pharmacy Frisco at some point.
Now we're talking.
And we get compounded, and then it gets shipped directly to the patient's houses. And we work with the patients for the course of 3 years to take their allergy medications until we feel like they're better. And then for most patients, after those 3 years of taking sublingual immunotherapy, if you stop, you continue to show the benefits.
Wow.
In my clinical practice, I tell patients, like, you should expect to feel better for the rest of your life, right? It's been 4 years for me and I can still be around cats. In terms of clinical data, we have data showing that it tends to show benefits for at least 8 years.
Wow.
And that's really cool because essentially you're changing your immune system. It works almost like a vaccine or like exposure therapy, right? Your immune system starts to realize, hey, like, I don't need to overreact to these things.
Yeah, they're not nearly as bad as we thought. So a patient, let's say they, like yourself, they're a dog lover and they've never been able to have a pet in their house because of their allergies. So they would come to Stonebriar Pharmacy like, hey, let's test your allergies. Let's do a quick blood test. We'll send this off. And then they'll meet with a physician. meet with a physician. They'll decide, hey, you're a good proponent for XYZ treatment, and then you'll send them the treatment. So that process from when they come into my pharmacy and then getting medication, like how long does that process usually take?
Yeah, it's super fast. So if you think about comparison, you want to go get an allergist visit right now at a local allergist. You're a colon. We do this all the time to check it. Probably takes like anywhere between 6 weeks to 3 months. In some places, 4 or 5 months. We get you that test that day, right? You go to your pharmacy. You're at Stonebriar. You pick it up. It's in your hands. You send it to the lab. Take between 2 to 3 days to get to the lab. It processes maybe a day later. And you're on a video visit almost a week later with your doctor.
Wow.
And you don't have to go in and get stuck 60 times to get your results, right? Usually it's like you get stuck 60 times in that first visit. Then a month or two later, you get to meet with the allergist and then they tell you about it. And so we're just trying to make the process better than what we were able to do at our physical office, right? We were doing this at our physical office and we were doing our absolute best. But the traditional healthcare system, it's made for your insurance companies. It's not made for the doctors to do what they think is best for the patient. It's not always what is best for the patient. And so what's been really nice about stepping out of that system is we've been able to think about what would I do if I could just do things the way I know a patient wants. And what patients want is ease and convenience, and they want to save time. And so we were like, we'll give you the test kit right away. Instead of sticking you a bunch of times, we'll give you one stick. Then we'll meet with you online because you're busy and you don't want to have to like leave your office and sit in my waiting room and read my bad 1990s Time magazine copy that we haven't thrown away yet. And then you want your meds to come to your house because just like me, most patients don't have time to go in and get a shot every single week.
True.
If you're a busy parent, right? Like I had to be late this morning because my kid had a breakdown. Sorry about that. It's hard to find late. We pull your kid out of school every week to get his shots. If you're traveling, you're going to miss time on your shots because you might be away. If you go on vacation every once in a while, like normal people do, you'll miss your shots. But if you have medication that you can take yourself, it's super safe and it works great.
That's super cool, man. And I can't wait. I'm going to do the test myself. I'm actually going to do a live YouTube video on it so that way people can see like the process and how it works and stuff like that. And who knows, maybe I'll be able to get Dr. Shaw on Ms. Z. Talk again about my results. So if I were to tell you your ideal client for Windley, what type of patient would you find is ideal for Windley?
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? There's so many different types of people that this worked great for. But one thing in part why I was excited about your sports pharmacy podcast is we're here in Denver and we see a ton of athletes who come to work with us because they're trying to optimize their performance. I used to work in Washington, D.C., where as much politicians and people who worked in the government and people were like, hey, I want to breathe better. It's important to me. But what's been really interesting about this Denver athletic crowd is they're like, look, I want to do everything I can to get 5 or 10% better airflow through my nose because they know that if they're runners or hikers or athletes or basketball players, if they're not using their nose to breathe, they're not performing well, right? The nose is there for a reason. It's not just to have this big thing in the middle of your face. It warms the air. It filters the air. It tries to use mucus to catch bacteria. And it is a better way of breathing than through your mouth. And when you're sleeping, you want to breathe through your nose because it decreases your risk of things like sleep apnea and ultimately humidifies the air and filters it. And so anything you can do to try and breathe through your nose is better. But allergies are going to cause inflammation in the nose. So I've got my little model here. I'm going to talk to the people.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
But
let's go.
Inside your nose, there are these structures called the turbinates. And what the turbinates are is there's blood that goes into them and they warm the air, right? If anyone's ever gone running on a cold day, they know that like cold air is going to seize up your lungs. The turbinates are there to humidify them. And then there's nasal hairs that help filter, and there's mucus that helps catch the bacteria. The problem is if you're exposed to allergens, your body thinks that cat dander is something scary or something bad, and it treats it the same way it would treat like a parasite. And so what it does is it swells up your turbinates to try to block the airflow and try to keep that stuff from getting in your body. Then it tries to wash it out, right? So it releases histamine, which is a chemical in your body that dilates your blood vessels. And that histamine causes your nose to get runny because it's trying to wash that allergen out. Now you're having to blow, your nose is snotty. You can't breathe through your nose. You feel completely obstructed. And so imagine trying to go on a run when that's happening. You're not going to perform, right? And then now imagine trying to sleep the night after that. You're trying to sleep. Your nose is blocked. And so what happens is you're breathing through your mouth. When you breathe through your mouth, your tongue gets pulled just a little bit back, and that tiny little difference decreases the amount of airway space. Now your oxygen levels are lower and you're waking up and you're not as rested the next day. And so all these things for athletes tend to add up. And so it's been really interesting for us here at Windley is we have a ton of sort of professional athletes or semi-professional athletes or like hobbyists who are really interested in optimizing their performance. And for them, they're like, of course it makes sense. Why would I want my immune system to be overreactive? I want my immune system to be focused on the things that are important. Because like one of the things I love thinking about is this idea of, if you stop and think about it, do you ever think it's weird that you're allergic to grass?
It's so weird. It's probably the most abundant thing outside and I'm allergic to it. It's wild.
In what world would your immune system be like, what's bad? Grass. That's just,
we've lived whole life on there, but you played 20 years of soccer, I'm still going to punish you.
And so what we think, and we're not sure, these are all theories, but the idea behind the rise in allergies in the Western world is what we call maybe the hygiene hypothesis. It's this theory that our immune system is just, it's got too much time on its hands. We used to have like tapeworms and parasites and all this stuff killing these things like tapeworms. But now we grow up, I grew up in a school. I wasn't outside all the time. I was under tube lights doing math and learning cursive, which I've never used, by the way, in 20 years, other than some scripts.
Don't write a check. Don't write cursive. So what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. But what happens is our immune system is not exposed at a young age to natural molecules like grass, dust, cats, dogs, animals. Humans have lived with dogs for 30,000 years. And so what happens is your immune system starts to think and mistakenly see those things as foreign invaders. And it starts to react to them. And then we've also seen, unfortunately, some people's immune systems will go further and they will react to their own bodies, right? And that's why we're seeing rises in autoimmune diseases like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, those types of things. It's where your immune system is actually attacking yourself. And so for me, allergy treatment is this idea of, what if you could go back? What if you could get just a little bit of a dose of nature every day? Now, the better thing, of course, would be if part of why we moved to Denver is we want to be outside. It would have been better if I just played outside like a normal human every day when I was a kid.
Of course.
But I didn't do that. My parents are Indian and they wanted me to go to med school and they were like,
you're going to stay home and study and read. Exactly. Just like my parents, man.
And so the idea behind immunotherapy is that's just that small dose of nature every day. And it targets your own immune system until it stops being red.
I want to ask you some quick fire questions, if that's okay with you. We'll talk a little bit more about Winley. We'll talk about allergies as generals. I've broken my nose three times, three separate occasions playing soccer. I'm really good friends with my ENT here locally. He's, first off, shout out Dr. Amer, wonderful person. I had the surgery. I had the septoplasty, and you mentioned the turbinate. I had a turbinate reduction. What would be the reason behind having a turbinate reduction?
So there's two ways of helping you breathe through your body. The first is, you avoid the trigger and you avoid the thing that causes the turbinates to get large in the first place. And that's what allergen immunotherapy is. When you've had surgery, if someone's going to put you to sleep and they're going to re-break your nose and put you through some pain anyways, they might as well just take a little bit of tissue from the turbinates and mechanically make them smaller.
Okay.
So we call that liposuction of the turbinates. Effectively, they put a little device underneath the skin in the turbinate. They remove some tissue from underneath. And just like liposuction makes you skinnier, we make the turbinates skinnier. And now there's just less stuff in your nose to block the airflow. And so sometimes I tell patients, like, look, if we don't treat your allergies right, you're going to end up in my office and I'm going to have to put a device in your nose. And that's okay. And we do it in a lot of patients and they do really well. But sometimes in surgery, the idea is, can we avoid surgery through fixing the root cause before we go to a mechanical fix?
That was the hardest surgery I've ever had to go through.
All right.
But probably the best that ever happened to me, though, bro. I remember the stents in. I remember the appointment my wife took me to go get those stents out. And first off, I have never yelled the F word so loud in my life after they snip something up here.
They're huge.
Yeah,
right?
They're massive. And Dr.
Amer, the mouth goes back. I don't realize it.
Dr. Amer is just laughing, like laughing his ass off at me after I just screamed the F word in the middle of his office. But that moment when he took those things out, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't believe how well I could breathe. I was like, is this how people breathe the rest of their whole life? Is this normal? You know what I mean?
And I think that's something people don't realize is like, a lot of my allergy patients, they don't realize they just never breathe through their nose.
Yeah.
Their nose has been congested all year round. Maybe they have a dust mite allergy, or maybe they have a mold allergy, right? You have a big problem with mold allergies down in Texas because you guys have humidity in certain parts of your state. Anyone who lives in Florida, like, we just see so many mold allergies that what ends up happening is these patients are just chronically congested. And when we get them on therapy for the first time in their life, they're breathing better, they're sleeping better, and they're not like sniffling constantly. Mm-hmm. Their friends are not asking them if they're always sick. No one thinks they have COVID.
Yeah.
It's just a difference in their life. And my dad he was a belly surgeon.
Okay.
And he used to cure cancer. And God bless him. That's awesome. Incredible. And he always jokes. He's, you do like, you cure sniffles and sneezes and I take cancer out. But like what people don't realize is fixing your allergies actually has a huge impact on your life. We have parents who tell us now they can go to their kids' sports games because they're not miserable. And that's a big deal for the kids. We have kids who, because we can treat anyone 5 years and up, we have kids who can now stay at their grandparents' house because grandma has a dog or a cat or something like that. Now they can be at grandma's house. And so is this curing cancer like my dad? No. And of course, my Indian dad will always be cooler, better.
Shout out to your dad, man.
Yeah, shout out to my dad. But I still think it's helping people in a really, in a way that matters to a lot of people.
So that was actually one of my questions was the age group. So you mentioned that with Winley, you can go up to, you start from 5 years old and older.
Yeah. So in general, immunotherapy makes sense for patients 5 years and older. We tend not to do it on young patients because they're still changing and, you know, and it's hard to get them to be compliant. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of clinical data that supports treatment below. And obviously one of our big things is we try to follow the research that has been done both in Europe and in the United States. For both sublingual immunotherapy and shots, there's actually been a lot of research. There's two clinical practice guidelines, which are sort of placed by, you know, large medical professional societies that talk about the best way to do this. And we try really hard to make sure we follow those to the T.
Incredible, man. I can't wait to do this test, man. I'm very excited about it. Where can people go to find more information about Windley?
Yeah, so we are all over the internet. If you search for Windley, spelled W-Y-N-D-L-Y, like we wanted to be, we wanted to make healthcare a breeze. We wanted to be able to breathe. And so W-Y-N-D-L-Y, Windley.com. And even if you misspell it, you'll probably get one of our off-brand URLs. But if you search for Munn and Shah or allergies or sublingual immunotherapy, our marketing team has done a really good job of just trying to educate people. Because again, I think one of our biggest problems is we realize people don't know that this is an option.
I didn't. Right? I really didn't, man. I had no idea.
They just, that's the only option. Yeah. And then, of course, on the internet, there's a lot of different, there's anxiety about getting healthcare in the internet, right? I think it's one thing if you're buying Viagra because you know what it does.
Of course.
But if you're buying like a treatment that is going to take 3 years and really requires a good doctor, you want to make sure it's real. And so one of the things we found is patients love that we're a real physical office, right? There's a couple of competitors out of these like online brands and they've got incredible websites and good marketing. But at the end of the day, your immunotherapy depends on which doctor you work with. You want a real physician who actually cares for you, that's actually been doing this. And so our physical office here in Denver, the Colorado Immunotherapy Group, it's been around since 1962, way long before I was even born and before my parents even immigrated. And I think they've got a lot of experience and it's been really fun for me to work with these doctors, learn how to do this and then be the next generation and bring this from our physical office here in Denver to the internet where people can get it no matter where they live.
That's awesome, man. I had another question. You mentioned, what did you mention? The droppers that you're using, right? Those meter droppers. Are they accurate dispensing a certain amount every single pump?
Yeah. So that's, again, we see some people using eyedroppers and we see some people like, again, we've seen people using bottles that look cool because people think that the packaging matters. Mm-hmm. I'd say none of that really matters to this. What matters is getting an appropriate dose and working with a physician that matters. And so a lot of times people ask me like, why can't I just get a dog and live with my dog and become desensitized? And that's a great question.
Yeah.
But what we found is when you have an animal or when you're exposed to pollen in nature, the doses are so variable, right? Your dog might shed a lot at certain times. Mm-hmm. You might be seeing tree pollen only in the spring. Mm-hmm. But your body is only able to make changes when you get consistency. And the best example of this is, look, like every January, I work out so hard for 3-4 weeks because it's my New Year's resolution.
Course, yeah.
And then I start going to the gym again, and then I stop for 6 months. And then I go again like 2 weeks before a beach vacation. And that's why I look the way I do.
Of course.
But my wife is like, she's like clockwork. She doesn't work out a lot. But every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, she just works out. And because she's consistent, her body has been able to make changes. And I think that's what immunotherapy is. It's consistency over time. And we found that about a 3-year course tends to change your body for the long term.
So as a pharmacy owner, I do have to ask you these couple questions. So do you have any favorite supplements that you like to use that are over the counter for patients to help with allergies? Maybe they're not a candidate for Windley.
Yeah. Supplements, not a ton. What I oftentimes will tell people is, look, I am not a fan of Benadryl. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it tends to sedate people. So like you hear every once in a while, if you look in the literature of an old person who gets in a car accident or people who overdose on Benadryl. And so we're big fans of the second generation antihistamines, things like loratadine, Claritin, Zyrtec, Allegra, those types of things. I'm a huge fan of salt water rinses. I've got a can literally right here. Essentially, if the allergens are in your nose and they're causing you to have reactions, anything you can do to get them out is a huge help. And then look, I'm not against topical nasal steroids like Flonase and Nasonex. I'm not against Acipro. I think as an ENT though, my thought is like, can we get your nose functioning normally without these supplements or these sort of like medications? And then in terms of supplements, I'm a big fan of just a healthy balanced diet.
Smart. Yeah. Have you heard of black seed oil for allergies at all?
I'm not familiar with
it. I know when my allergies are going to react. I know the exact time of year. It sucks right now because in Texas, it's warmer than it should be. And so my allergies are like shifting 2 weeks early kind of thing. So I usually have to like time it saying, hey, I got to start taking my preventative allergy treatment now, have my inhaler ready just in case I need it. What the weather change is going to cause other issues to come up. Black seed oil has been really helpful in my allergies, and I've been taking that for years. So yep. I definitely think you should check it out. Something that's very valid with that. Dr. Shaw, is there anything else you want to leave with our audience? Can they find you on social media? What else can we inform our people?
Yeah, I think the big thing I want people to know is you don't have to suffer with this, right? If you're somebody who's having a stuffy, runny nose all year round, it's worth getting tested. And you can literally go down to Stonebriar Pharmacy and get started. Or we're working with a number of independent pharmacies. We also have test kits on the internet, on our website. But I think most people don't realize there's a way to actually improve your allergies. And we want to make it super easy. And we want to do it in a trusted manner with a real physical office. And over time, we'll get you better. And that's, I think, our biggest thing. And yeah, we're on YouTube.
Nice.
I think our marketing team puts me on TikTok, which I'm sure makes my parents very happy.
Sure,
we're definitely on YouTube. We're all over the internet. And if you search again for Windley, WYNDLY.com, we'd love to work with you.
Dr. Manenshaw, Windley.com. Get your allergies figured out, man, and get this all over with. And I'll be telling you right now, I'll be the first one to be sending this test in on Monday, bro. So I really appreciate your time, man.
I appreciate it too. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider giving us a 5-star review anywhere that you get your episodes. Follow us at Sports Pharmacy Pod, as well as me, your host, at Dr. Mixalot. Join our Discord server for more interactions with me and fellow listeners. As always, stay well, stay hydrated, and I will catch you next time.